you want to think about what are the risks within your particular area, and then do planning around that. And that planning that you do as a family, as an individual, can apply to all different kinds of disaster scenarios, right? So it's really, you know, having a plan, having some supplies, backup power, like emergency batteries, you know, because we all live on our devices today, and that's really critical if the power does go out. Some food in the event that you have to shelter in place for a period of time. And you know your evacuation routes, and really you want to know, you know, how do you get out of your community? And you should have maybe a couple of different ways to do it in case one direction is blocked. And also do it at night, because it tends to look different at nighttime than it does during the daytime. These are things you can do just a few minutes. As a family, it's kind of a fun little thing you do on a Saturday. Let's go exercise our disaster plan and see how it works. And then get to know your neighbors and, you know, those people in your community, your churches, your other, you know, community-based organization, and your neighbors, because when the event happens, you're all going to be spending time together.